The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Andy Holding taking a look at an 8-race programme at Dundalk this evening on Wednesday, March the 28th, in which the traditional Irish all-weather venue hosts a rather odd-looking card in many respects. We begin with a 2-year-old maiden. Also got very uncompetitive maidens along the way to analyse. And that last race as well is a rather odd-looking event, being an Event Riders' Championship contest in which I don't know much about most of the jockeys. But we have got some decent-looking handicaps, big fields as well, to get our teeth stuck into. So hopefully we can make a profit here tonight.
Race 1.
We begin with a 5-furlong fillies maiden for the 2-year-olds coming up at 5:30. The two to concentrate on here are the two from the powerful stables of Jer Lyons and Jim Bolger, namely Rome or Rom and Smart Flies. I'll probably go with the former trainer, Jer Lyons, with Rom, because Jer's made a really good start to the campaign. Of course, he had a couple of winners at Nace, the opening turf meeting of the Irish flat season on Sunday, and Medicine Jack was the most notable winner, of course, in these colours as well. So there's a good chance that this filly by Society Rock will certainly know her job, and Jer's youngsters often run this track particularly well. Jim Bolger had his first runner of the season in that 2-year-old contest on the first day. And that horse ran with a fair degree of credit to suggest that Smart Flies, if running to the similar standard, can certainly run well here, being by a filly out of that crack horse in his care, Dawn Approach, many years ago. So those two look the main protagonists there in the opener, with Rom the selection to kick us off to hopefully what should be a good start.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock then, which is another 5-furlong contest. Again, a maiden, and this should really go the way of Now You're Talking from the Jojo Vera Bryan stable. This horse was good enough, of course, to run behind the likes of Clemmy, of course, in the Cheveley Park at Newmarket towards the back end of last season. And she rounded her campaign off with a creditable effort, while only getting beaten 7 lengths in the Breeders' Cup fillies contest at Delmar in November. Now, she's rated 106. This should be an absolute complete nutter cakewalk, so I'm not going to tip her any old fool could do that. So we're going to go without the favourite here, and I think there's a much better bet in the offing here of siding with Guitardo, who you can get around about the 5-4 mark to finish second to the jolly here. And based on all known form, then he should do that without too much fuss. That second behind Aurora Eclipse has been advertised with several horses in that particular race going on to win subsequently, including the third place horse, Verhoeyen, who, of course, won here the other day, first time of asking this season. And It's All a Joke as well, who's six, has won, not to mention Highly Approved, who's won twice for Jojo O'Brien, who was seventh. So that form alone would give this horse a huge chance of chasing home the favourite. Not a bad effort either behind Adrian Keithley's The Brogy Man when last seen, but the ground was absolutely desperate that day, and it certainly wouldn't have suited this gelding by Schwazier, who's got an action to suggest that this surface will play into his strengths. Fozzie Stack's also in good form. Zibber won for this stable here last week. So all in all, if you can get, like I say, odds against about Guitardo finishing second to the favourite, then hopefully you should be onto a good bet there.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:30 then, which is the first of the competitive handicaps here tonight at Dundalk. And it's the clash again between One Over You and Ploughboy, which is the centre of attention for this particular race. Of course, these two clashed back here on the 9th of March. And Garvin Donnelly's informed seven-year-old at that, came out on top in a driving finish. Which one of these two is going to come out on top here tonight depends pretty much how the race pans out in the early stages. One would imagine that Over To You being drawn one would make the best of his way home round the inside in the hands of Chrissie Haynes. And it all depends if Wayne Lordan once again can get on the tail of his main market rival and swoop to conquer in the latter stages. He's very strong in the finish at Playerboy. And with that in mind, right about 2-1 this morning, I'll take the 7-year-old to complete the hat-trick.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock then. Quite a competitive little race, actually, this Marmaiden. We've got Bond Street representing Aidan O'Brien. Aidan's horses, or a couple of horses that ran over the weekend at Nice, ran creditably to suggest there should be quite a bit of confidence behind his horses in the early part of the season. But the one I really like here is Harvest for the World, trained by Fozzie Sack. This horse went into my notebook first time up behind a nice horse of Joseph O'Brien's called Shalala. Of course, had the previous advantages of experience. And back in third was Adalia, who's won since from the Mickey Halford stable. Now, this all split them with a really eye-catching run. She was very much learning on the job all the way through that race, and she kept on really willingly inside the latter stage of that race to suggest that she might have won with a little bit more experience, but more importantly, B, with an extra little bit of distance to cover. She's up a furlong tonight, which should play into her strength. She's a lovely, big, scopey filly as well, by So You Think. A lot of those So You Think's offspring often carry quite a bit of quality and class about them. And this filly is no different either. So hopefully tonight, with a good break and a good track position in the hands of the informed Chrissie Haynes, Harvest for the World can get off the mark at the second time of asking there in the fourth contest.
Race 5.
On to the 7:30 then, and quite another little interesting contest to get our teeth stuck into, this mile made. Interesting that Sir Mark Prescott brings over Elise Palace, who I thought ran a really encouraging race the other day down in Chelmsford, in what turned out to be quite a keenly contested and strongly run event, won by Godolphin's Aquarium, who strode clear in the latter stages to record quite a decent number. I actually had a bet in that race. I backed a horse called Kapler J. Poor, who'd shaped well on its debut for the Marco Batti stable at Kempton. And given that this horse, being a four-year-old, is trying to give weight away to all those highly promising three-year-olds, he's done really well in the circumstances to get as close as he did. He stayed on very eye-catchingly from the back of the field to suggest that he certainly wants a distance of ground in future, probably even a mile, a quarter, mile and a half. But this should be ideal for him tonight, because the track at Dundalk is riding quite slowly. If Declan McDonough, an interesting booking of course, can get this horse out from stall one, get him into a good track position, then he's going to be very dangerous down the lane, because he is quite a big, strong unit. Of the home Brigade, obviously, but Barato ran quite well the other day for Mickey Halford, but he's been a rather frustrating character. So I'd probably put up Wedding Photo as the obvious each way alternative, having shaped quite well behind Nivo on her first start for quite a while back in the early part of February. But Elise Palace is definitely the one to be with there in the fifth race.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, and once again we've got a nice little shape to this contest here. We've got Econ down the front end of the market, who's very much going the right way. Shaped as though this horse needed its run off the back of a 280-day layoff on its first start, when just getting nutted by Narm in the closing stages, and duly justified the impression he created on that occasion by winning next time out when dropped back in trip. Now, what this horse's best distance is remains to be seen. He was obviously very strong in the latter stages over 6. And he certainly gives the impression that an extra furlong will definitely suit him. Obviously, Narm, who beat him on that occasion, certainly has to come in some kind of equation here around about the 8-10-1 mark this morning. If you're looking for an obvious each-way alternative to the favourite, then look no further than Thomas's Mullins in charge, who ran quite well again over 7 furlongs again behind the Lord's Walk in quite a good time figure race for the grade when last seen. So Econ is very much the number one choice down the front end of the market, and Narm, his old rival, is the each way alternative at a bigger price.
Race 7.
On to the 8:30 then, a competitive mile and a half handicap, in which Colapia, I thought, was slightly overpriced this morning, round about the 10-12-1 mark. Quite a surprise, really, considering that she'd run well in a 0-85 handicap off the back of a long layoff when last seen. She was actually £4 wrong that day. She was slowly away from a wide draw. and never really got into the contest, albeit she kept on quite well late on to be a never near at six. But you look at the horses in that race compared to this this lot she's running against tonight, the likes of Financial Conduct and Alcande, and she only just finished behind a horse called Lucent Dream, who finished fifth that day, and that horse went on to win last week here off a mark of 76. Financial Conduct, the winner's rated 86. So like I say, she was taken on a real classy bunch of opponents on that occasion compared to what she's up against here tonight. She's won over the track as well, albeit over 2 miles. She's generally got a really good record on the all-weather. She's been placed more times than she's been out the frame. Could have done with a slightly better draw, but I do like the fact that Billy Lee has won on her. He's been booked to ride tonight. So with that run under her belt last week in a much, much lower class of race, almost two grades lower, I'd expect a huge run here from Collapier at a nice double-figure price there in race number seven.
And the final race.
On to the final race then. As said in the top of the preview, a real mishmash of a contest. I haven't really got much of an opinion here because I don't know the strength of the jockeys or indeed what's the modus operandi with quite a few of these horses having either runs for turf campaigns or hurdle campaigns, obviously with the Punchestown Fairy House festivals round the corner. Obviously the game changer is going to come under close scrutiny here from the informed Gordon Elliott stable, but he just seems to have lost his way a little bit, this lad. It's probably largely to do with the fact that being as he's campaigned in Ireland time and time again, he has to run on soft or heavy ground in the middle of winter, and I just don't think this horse has been seen to best effect, so this surface will really help him tonight. But Gordon Elliott really does set a poser here for punters. Not only has he got the game changer here, but he's got the favourite on the morning list, Water Sprite, who's probably the most talented of these on the flat on all known form. She's got quite a good record. She's run well at Galway festivals, and generally speaking, when the ground's been on the reasonable side, she's quite a force to be reckoned with. So providing her pilot tonight, Sally Korskaden, could do the job in the saddle, then one would expect Water Sprite perhaps just to have too much boot for this lot in what probably isn't the strongest of betting contests to conclude the card. Okay, that's it for now. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Of course, being as it's Easter Friday this coming week, there'll be no evening racing at Dundalk on Friday evening. But hopefully you can join me again when we take a look at either one of the two cards at Fairy House or Court. Probably be Fairy House, won't it? Because they'll have the Stella card there with graded races. So looking forward to catching you then. Of course, that three-day meeting goes on till the Tuesday. And the highlight is the Irish Grand National on Easter Monday. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.